Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Yesterday, last night, actually, at 8 o'clock, we had the Chaz and AJ Hine Brothers Truck Group Stand Up for Vets event. And it was a little bit over 30 minutes. It was really impactful. And we heard from veterans. We heard from comedians. And hopefully we heard from your wallet.
Exactly. Need your wallet.
If we haven't heard from your wallet yet.
Importante.
Still time.
Yeah. Have it speak.
Your wallet would like to speak to us.
Yes.
So just let that happen. You go to the WPLR Facebook page or the 95.9 to 5 Facebook page. AJ does a set there.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues his streak against fat people.
Wasn't it, but it's just part of the joke that I had, yep.
Right. No, but there's a hatred there.
Now there's no hatred.
Or there's a, I used to be fat, now I'm not, so I'm going to screw all you people.
But I was never fat.
Some kind of fixation.
I have some pictures of us together where you were definitely plumpy. It looks like you sat on an air hose.
Me too.
I went through a
phase.
I'm in one right now.
I gained 35 pounds. I lost it all, yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
I put like 10 back on.
But you're
on
one of those like non-smokers. You smoked, and then you quit, and then you became a pain-in-the-ass non-smoker. It's like you were plumpy, now you're thin, and now you're taking it out on plumpy people.
No, it's part of the joke.
Okay.
It makes sense. If you've ever gone to a place like what I was talking about, you'll notice, yeah.
All right. Do we have a clip?
We do.
All right.
Walmart, where yoga pants go to die.
That's funny.
They die hard, too. You actually hear it, yoga. So this one lady, big lady, right? Big lady. She's right. Wearing this Guess shirt, I'm thinking, $475.
That's good.
And she's wearing these yoga pants. And the yoga pants originally had a design of like a little stream going through a bunch of rocks. But by the time she got this thing on her, it became the Grand Friggin' Canyon.
All right. We're good.
It's a funny visual. And anybody who's walked through Walmart has found that person. I'm not saying everybody goes there. I'm not saying everybody is right. Like that. But there are people you notice.
My fear is that, because I go to Walmart and I look at folks, I'm like, oh, wow. And I'm sure people look at me and say, oh, wow.
Exactly. I'm sure look at me like, what an idiot, you know, who let this person loose from the rest of the caravan. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
So I'll be like, those are your best sweatpants?
Right.
I'm sure they look at me and say, oh, well, is that your best black t-shirt?
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Everybody goes, hey, nice hair to me, you know? That's I get right. That all the time, so.
Yeah. I feel good about myself when I go to Walmart.
Exactly. I feel
but
like
then I'm sure people look at me and say, my life's pretty good.
That's what we're supposed to do, is make each other feel good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But it was a great event. You did a great set, AJ.
Thank you.
Very, very fun. I was laughing out loud.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Loud. Thank you very much.
Who are we going to talk to first here? Let's go Joe from Oxford Lumber. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Chaz.
Hey.
AJ.
Joe!
Hello!
Hello!
Great job last night.
Thank you.
Oh, man, was that something?
Thank you so much.
Chaz, I got to tell you, I was feeling your pain when Kitty went for the treat. I've had my tuxedo Ozzy do the same thing to me, and I was like, oh, boy, I'm glad he wasn't sitting in his lap.
Yeah. I wasn't wearing pants.
We did notice that, too.
And
I totally didn't think.
Right.
And then I turned, and I'm watching it back. I'm like, oh.
No.
I'm not retaking that.
Those were house shorts.
That's it.
Those were house shorts, Chad.
House shorts.
House shorts.
Yeah.
Very popular.
But, Joe, I just wanted to call you up. You know, I know you like to be incognito, but I love it when folks come out and help, and I think we should make an example of you people. And we want to thank you for your donation. Very generous donation.
Thank you.
Chaz, I just want to say one thing that, you know, everything that we do for the vets and everything that Lori's been doing through her program and stuff puts some normal back into these veterans' lives.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, the tribe is listening, but if you haven't donated, please do. Because today I just want everybody to think about trying to go through what their daily activities, missing a leg or missing an arm or even worse. And that's all we're doing with this campaign and your generosity and everybody's time at the station is putting some normal back into these veterans' lives. And that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming up big for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, listen, enjoy vacation, okay? And we'll see you when you get back.
All
Thanks
right.
again for
thank
everything
you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe from Oxford Lumber.
Great guy.
Of course, we can't thank the sponsors enough. Hine Brothers Truck Group, McDermott, Chevrolet, and Lexus. Call before you dig. And I think we should have call before you dig in, right?
Why not?
I bet you they have a lot of good examples of why you should call before you dig.
Right.
Like, those are the stories I want to hear. Like, remember that guy who called in from Stanford, and he was running a jackhammer, and he found an electric cable?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, the wrong way.
And it welded, didn't it? Didn't the thing weld itself to the pipe or whatever it was?
I think he flew back, yeah.
Yeah. Also, thanks to the Water Doctor, NewEnglandTractor.com, a division of Johnson Automotive, Arts Television and Appliance, New Haven Painters, Atlas Outdoor Living. Boy, a lot of people came up big.
Absolutely.
Huge.
Want to thank them. Bob Stefanowski's on the phone. He's another guy who will text me and want to remain under the radar, but I'm like, nah, you don't get to
above
do that.
Above the radar.
Yeah, we right. like people being on the radar.
When exposed!
Yeah, because I think it encourages other people to
it
do
does. It. It does. Really
hey,
does.
Bob.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, right, thanks.
You didn't text me back. I'm trying to give money in the afternoon. I didn't hear back. I said, well, they must be all set, but thanks for getting back to me.
Yeah. So Bob texts me as I'm leaving the building. Mm-hmm. The text opens, and then I get in my car and I go away. Right? I'm scrolling through my phone at like 6 at night, and I see... Now, he said my phone is Governor Stefanowski because I was like, you know, projecting.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
You know, foreshadowing it into my universe.
Foreshadowing, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm like, Governor Stefanowski. Oh, I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah, so he texts 1,000. I'm going to put in 1,000. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Now, fast forward, the special comes on at 8. 8:35, he texts me. He says, oh, man, I was chintzy. Put me in for $5,000.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Beautiful. So...
I'll tell you, there's not a better cause than that. I mean, when you think about it, vets that need help, there is absolutely nothing better than you can do with your money. So Amy and I were happy to do it. I told her I had donated, and then she asked me what I was donating to, and I explained it. She said, well, you better quadruple it. So we did, but we're just happy to do it for the vets.
Well, you guys are great. You're
awesome.
You're a blessing in my life.
Always so there for
thank
us.
Thank you, brother.
Well, you guys are the best. I don't know how you do it all the time. Every week you're doing something for people. You and the tribe are amazing. But I'll tell you, when you think about causes, that's one of the best you can have last night. So we're happy to do it.
The best part
I
of that special.
Event. I apologize.
Oh,
but
it's
special.
It's on the Facebook page, WPLR959TheFox.com. So you can watch it all weekend. The link will be up all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
you're good.
Right.
Excellent. Right. So, but folks who didn't get a chance to see it or donate can do that all weekend long. And then when we come back from vacation, we'll have a final total.
It's not too late.
It wasn't the comedy that, like, you'll go there and it's fun, right? But it's the stories from the veterans that, man, made it worth the trip. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was on, and then it was over. I was like, wow, this was so. It felt like 5 minutes. It was 30 minutes.
It flew.
And did you notice they all sort of had the same message? They'd share their story, and they're like, but I'm good thanks to this organization, so we have to help the next people. Like,
right.
It's all about paying it forward.
Yeah. Also upbeat.
Yeah.
And positive.
That's great. Well, Bob, thank you, and please thank Amy for us.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks to all those vets out there. And
yes.
You guys did another great job. It's amazing, one after another with you guys.
That's the tribe.
Exactly.
Really the tribe. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Great guy. He texted me, giving money is easy. What you guys do is hard. I said, no, giving money is hard.
Yeah.
Every dollar bill is like my children.
Exactly right. And I love them. I want to keep them.
I love my kids.
I want to keep them.
I love my kids.
Right. Never leave
Bye.
Me. Never leave me. Never leave me.
All right, let's talk to Lori Hollander, co-founder and president of Help Our Military Heroes. Boy, you did a great job
on
that special last
Absolutely.
Night. Not to mention, you know, since this thing is, you know, putting it all together in 142 vans and all this, but you did a nice job on the special last night.
I did nothing. It's like this. Thank you. How nice of you to say that. It, you know, nothing like being trapped in your house. And then getting, you know, the messages from Ashley about, here, this is what we need. I'm like, I have so much gray hair. I've been trapped in my house for 2 months. Please don't make me do this. But, you know, then you just look at 100 and, at that time was 140, you know, vans that we had done. And I'm just like, it makes you stop worrying about such idiotic things like your gray hair, your beard, putting on a couple of pounds. It's just like, I do it because I'm a human being on planet Earth. And then it's over because I have the best role models in my life.
Were those three examples all picking on me?
You are so funny. You jumped right into the comment section, Phil, and you apologize. I'm like,
oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, really.
The second I saw myself, I'm like, I got to fix just everything in this picture.
It was a sudden uptick.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But no. That's
But your
anyway.
Shirt didn't match your face.
No,
right?
Not, no.
Because you look like you've been living out in the woods for 15 years.
Yep.
And your shirt looks like you're going to a polo match.
Right.
You were like preppy from the neck down.
Right. You look like Happy Gilmore's caddy.
It's a weird in-between phase. Yeah, it's not long enough to be cool, and it's not short enough to be tidy.
Like somebody dressed you.
I enjoyed every second of that special. And
it went by too fast.
Right from the opening, the first veteran on, when he said,
Tyler Southern.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The van helped me not feel like a piece of luggage from my family.
I teared up.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think one thing, you've talked to a lot of veterans, the tribe, you've met a lot. They are hilarious. They're all hilarious. It doesn't mean they could get up and do a stand-up or do a set, but they are naturally so funny. And so that's amputee humor. Right, they just amp humor, and right. They're amazing. They just make fun of each other. And if you have all your limbs and you're in the conversation, you feel like you need to step out of the conversation because if you laugh, you're looking for the PC police to come by and take you away.
Exactly.
But they're like, no, what are we supposed to do? It's not growing back.
Right.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is.
They're making the best of it.
Do we want to talk about numbers now or do we want to wait until we get back? Because I have a feeling we'll have a good weekend. No?
You go.
No.
Do you remember last year at the gala and you were just great? You were like, we raised like 14,000, la, la, la. And I'm like, oh, I got to break the news to him. And it's good news. I like breaking good news. I'm not a good bad news person.
No.
So I handed you a note, and it had numbers on it. So that's why I handed you a note this morning, and it had some numbers on it.
She videoed a note being opened with numbers on
it. It was so cute.
Wow. Yeah, because we have this new tradition now. She hands me a note.
Yeah.
Let's keep the tradition going. I'm going to hold you to that one. So very much like when AJ got on the bike, I'm not incredibly intelligent, so I got online, and somehow I just went to the Stefanowski's, the Mass for CT, and I made my donation, and all of a sudden I'm like, I wonder if there's another list. So then I made my way back over right to the station, and I just put another donation there. So what I learned was, you know, if you did it to one place, it was a tax deduction, and if you did it to another, it was just a donation, which is you're giving because you want to. So long story short is I do have some numbers for you.
Okay.
And I would like you guys to know that $16,725 was directly donated to help our military heroes.
Wow.
Awesome.
$20,000 was donated from Trimino Water and Bob and Renee Leary.
Wow.
So, you know, if we start adding Bob Stefanowski's 5,000 and whatever PLR, you know, tallies.
I have some of that. I'm doing math.
And you don't, I mean, and you can keep it going, and I'm going to give you the even better news. So I'm just going to deliver good news, and I'm going to give you better news.
All right, so those numbers you just mentioned, the 16, the 20, the 5, comes out to 41.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
My God.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
So, but here's the goal.
Does that
here's
include
the goal
AJ's
for
bike ride?
I'm sorry?
No, that was the masks for CT.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wrong.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yep. All
oh,
right.
No. Wait, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is, so here's the good news. And I taped it yesterday. AJ said he would put a Trimino tattoo on if we raised $50,000.
He did say that. Yes, he did.
I did say that.
So keep giving. And here's the even better
news. Here's the kicker.
Yeah, here's the kicker.
I have a PLR number. Oh, my God. And this number is going to make it feel like we just made this number up.
Okay.
But I can show you a text from Keith. So last night he said $3,000 while the special aired.
Uh-huh.
Another $5,000 after the special aired. So it's $8,000. So that's $49,000.
Oh,
right
my God.
Now.
So we need a tattoo artist in here.
See, I thought he meant it was if Trimino donated $50,000.
No, he said if we raised $50,000.
I heard it the way Lori heard it.
I'll do it.
Right, because Trimino did. So that's why he doubled it immediately.
Right.
He hung up, and then we got the text back.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
I'll do a
leg tattoo. No problem.
So then the minute that so Bob must have listened to Adam's, you know, interview with you. He sends the message. I send you the message. Immediately, Joe from Oxford Lumber sends an email. Yeah. And he's just like, so I'm doubling what I gave because, like, what better cause?
Right.
I'm in. And then he, of course, knew that it was going to be a matching donation, which then doubles that. So, small, large, the donations, it's just.
It adds up.
It does. So here's the best news, because I know people want light and they don't need to listen to Lori Hollander talk.
All right. And then I got to go. Yeah.
Yeah. On Tuesday, this Tuesday, our very first Connecticut van will be awarded in East Hartford. It's right near, like, Yankee Peddler and Pawn, that area.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at 2:30 in the afternoon. Of course, social distancing, so people can't actually attend. But I do want a parade, so I'm going to ask people for suggestions because you could drive by. So that's one thing. So this money has already gone to work.
And tremendous.
Because it's so much money, just like last year, we raised over $47,000 and you helped with two vans. We received an application and I'm going to choke up because none of our applications are good news, right? People are in wheelchairs. We received another 28 years plus in service and he received that diagnosis of ALS, which is, it doesn't have a good There's nothing good.
No.
It's a death sentence.
It is.
The VA fast tracks. If you are diagnosed with ALS, you are fast tracked. You actually receive all your benefits mind-numbingly fast. We proceed the same way. He is from Waterford, Connecticut. His parents are still here, late 70s. So the money, we keep raising this money, and we will literally say, two veterans in need of wheelchair-accessible minivans, all thanks to PLR, Chaz and AJ, the tribe, and everybody that stood up for vets.
Wow. Boy, I could go home now and go on vacation. I feel so great.
Seriously.
So I'm just to be a part of it.
Yep.
It was award-winning. The production is award-winning.
I agree. I watched it. I'm like, wow, I'm part of that. Holy crap.
It was amazing. I would have played some really, like, rocky, heavy stuff coming into it while we were all waiting, that two-minute countdown. I'm like, it's sad.
Yep.
But
it was cool.
The whole thing, I was just like, oh, this is going to win an award. It went by in a blink. I didn't believe it was 40 minutes. No way.
Lori, thank you for letting us be part of it.
Thank you.
And we'll be touch with you, and folks can go on the radio station Facebook page, watch the special, donate.
We'll keep tracking. So if people want to head, you know, like anyway, we will keep tracking. We're completely transparent. You will hear about it. Enjoy vacation. Sleep, for God's sake,
right,
sleep.
Thank you. All right, let's start with the nice dumbass and then, dumbass, burnt dumbass, then nice dumbass.
Okay.
All right, so
pick an ass.
Let's go with Bottle Rockets.
Bottle Rockets, yes.
Right, normally, for how many years?
12 years.
On this day, we would have AJ laying flat, half naked in a parking lot, firing bottle rockets out his ass.
A tradition, the kids love it.
Yeah.
And so do the adults.
It would be a hit this year because there are no fireworks, so
exactly.
We really should have put you on a hill in a field at night.
Hey.
Come on, bring the kids.
Yeah, exactly, bottle rockets.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how much, I'm sorry I missed that.
Right. Yep. So we didn't do it last year.
Right.
We were shut down the year you had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, because I second degree
burn. We were
burn.
Told before we got off the air, well, this is the last year.
That's why I didn't want to go to the hospital, because I knew we'd be shut down. I'm like, it's a second degree burn. I've had those before. I know what to do.
Big deal.
I know what to do.
It's fine.
You put cream, you clean, you put cream on, and you let it heal.
That's cream and cream.
That's all you do.
Cream.
Clean and cream.
Cream and cream.
Clean and cream, yes. Like you said.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not get to enjoy a vacation without second degree burns, AJ. Let's
exactly, right. I'll be able to sit down all vacation now.
Yeah, usually, you won't have cream between your cheeks.
Usually my ass was a gunpowder for like 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So this is a montage from
2016.
And there it goes.
Wow.
Fire number two.
What?
Ow, ow, ow. Ow, wow, 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 wow.
Hold on.
Wow.
You can't fake that.
No.
That's pain.
No, you know what it is? Because before the bottle rocket lifts off, it's shooting a whole bunch of like
the
stuff.
Sparks.
The sparks. And it's going right down your valley.
And all
oh,
your,
no.
Yeah. So,
and we've seen this in years past. You can't clench at that moment.
No.
Because then it doesn't take off.
Yeah, because sometimes they never left the launch pad.
Clench and, on time.
Now, hey, Phil, is this the year that that we had the incident?
I don't know.
With the ripples?
Which incident?
When the rocket did not, the engine came out of the rocket and went between my butt cheeks and exploded. And I felt and I felt my cheeks ripple.
Yeah, in slow motion.
Yeah,
like, you can see his cheeks go.
Exactly right. Right. And then when it came in here, Pam in the monkey cage goes to me. Let me see. I'm like, all right. And I pull it. She goes, oh my god, your ass is purple.
Oh god.
I had a bruise.
It's purple.
It's purple.
And then the worst part was ketchup.
It's purple.
Ketchup Bob shows up at my car cruise like 2 weeks later. Goes, I found this stick that was in there.
I know, because he came.
No, he did not.
He brought me back.
He
to
would
me.
Come and park outside. Cone off the parking lot because Beef Man showed up 1 year and just started walking up. I'm like, you need to get all the way back.
You got to clear. Yeah, exactly.
It's one thing if AJ wants second degree burns. You got to get out of here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he gave me the stick that had the paper but no rocket inside of it.
Oh, my God. He came to look for your stick.
I'm like, you touched that stick?
You know where that was, Bob?
And it was touching from the bottom.
Yeah,
he
used it to stir my ketchup.
Hey, it was easy. I need a toothpick. I had some burger cups to my mole over here.
I know, Bob.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's one of those things, you know, like on Let's Make a Deal, you start going through his car.
Yep.
And you just find these items. Oh, that's a stick that was in AJ's ass.
Yeah, lick the end of it. Yeah.
Excuse me?
What? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you
a
know.
Duchess wrapper from yesterday.
I think it's still my Fairlane. He gave it to me a car show. I just kind of tossed in the back seat.
This is the sneaker I tripped AJ with out of the box.
Hey. Yeah. Here's the pants his face landed in. And he said my ass smelled like ass.
That whoa. Yeah,
that's whoa.
That sounds like a siren. Can you loop that?
Yes.
Oh, that's almost jingle
bells. See, that should be a car alarm.
Yeah.
You sound like a dog.
Thank you. Yeah, dog got his ass burnt.
Yeah.
Look, squirrel!
Don't leave me in a hot car, okay? Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, let's hear the rest.
Okay.
That one is good.
What speed was that?
That sounds like you're a helicopter taking off.
Or Curly from the Three Stooges. It's usually you always do a goddamn finale when there's like 8 of them. I'm like, this never works.
I get listening to this. I could see why corporate would call here and say,
"Yeah, then we're done.
We're good.
We're done.
Yeah,
we're done with that." Now.
Totally see that.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And do we have anything else, or was that?
Oh, there's more.
Okay. God, we're late. Ow! Mm-hmm. Oh, ow! 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 Ow!
That was the one. That was the one you were talking about. That was the one. That was the ripple one.
Yep.
I think it blew up in your ass.
Don't I say it? Ow.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, 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 oh,
no.
That was like fire in an ass.
Oh.
You kind of do.
I thought I said my ass cheeks rippled.
One more.
All right, don't say anything, AJ. I want to hear the rocket.
Hold on. I love this. Stop screaming in pain.
Stop
right.
it.
Right.
Stop screaming in agony.
It's not about you.
Shut up.
Right.
Please mute your pain so we can hear our entertainment.
Yeah, it's about us, not you.
All right. All right, don't say anything, AJ. I want to hear the rocket.
Remember the one that missed just missed Drew's head?
Oh, geez.
That's right.
Yeah. The errant one.
Oh, yeah, that was another reason to stop.
Yep.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ, fun fact.
Right.
Make it Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Fun Fact Friday.
So you call him with some useless piece of information you know to be factual.
Yes.
And the only thing we ask is you say fun fact before you begin.
Gotcha.
So it's fun fact. And you give your fact.
Right.
No, good morning. How are you?
Just fun fact.
How's it going?
Right.
What's happening? What are you doing?
Yeah.
AJ.
Love you guys.
How are you?
Right. Hey, you suck. Yep.
What's happening?
Not that. Yeah.
AJ, you suck.
Right.
1-877-764-2535. Phil?
Fun fact.
Go.
Are you serious?
I love this music. Sorry.
Fun fact. A group of crows is called a murder.
Nice. Murderous crows. You came for a band. Murder
I'm obsessed
crow.
With the grouping of animals.
Murder crow.
Ashley?
Fun fact, if you hold in too many farts, some of the gas can be reabsorbed into your circulation and then exhaled in your breath.
Well, that explains a lot. That's why you're not inside of the room.
AJ?
Fun fact, Queen Elizabeth II is a trained mechanic. And has a collection of cars.
Oh, wouldn't that be the best?
Yep.
Hello.
You see a pair of, like, fancy shoes
right.
Coming out from under a car.
Right. Pink dress rolls out with the creeper.
It appears your transmission's not doing very well. Your cooler lines has got a break. You know, I'm going to have to change the cooler lines for you and a transmission tune-up.
Wow, I wonder why she would be a trained mechanic.
It's from the days of the war, you know? I guess you had to know everything.
All right.
You never know when the queen has to, like, replace that engine.
Right. Fun fact, there is no blue food.
Ooh.
Hmm.
What do blue men eat?
Blueberries are purple.
That's wow. true.
Oh. There's no blue food. Nice.
There's no blue food.
Even freezer pops, yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Fun fact. 90% of the fun facts on Snapple bottle cap is false.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
See that?
I didn't know that.
I'll never buy them again.
Are they still doing that?
Probably.
I think so.
Twisted Tea has
funny. They were the biggest thing, and then a big company bought them out, and then nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twisted Tea actually has instead of their caps also.
Emma in Wallingford.
Fun fact. Samsung tests phone's durability with a butt-shaped robot. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Are
you going
oh, that's
it?
Right.
We're supposed to do that.
Thank you, Emma.
Yep.
Forgot
You're
about
welcome.
That part. So you start with fun fact.
Right.
Say the fact, then we all say ooh.
Ooh. That's right. Well, right. We're still learning. Second week.
Brian and Derby.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
You too.
Fun fact, early bird gets the worm, but it's the second mouse that gets the cheese.
I don't Sorry. Know if we need that sound.
I just cut the cheese for him. Well, he wasn't going by the rules. He said, how you doing?
You're right. He didn't go by the rules.
Artie Westbrook.
Fun fact, lobsters take 7 years to reach 1 pound.
Oh.
Whoa.
You didn't know that, did you?
I'm hungry
did
now.
Did not
Thank
know.
You.
That is a fun fact.
Lobster
You have
right
a
now.
Fun fact from Boss Keith?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can definitely do that. He recorded it and sent it over. Do you want me to pause it right before the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Fun fact, only one classic rock song has over 1 billion listens on Spotify.
Okay, it's going to be a U2 song.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be like,
not. He would not.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Right. It's definitely not Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going with still haven't found looking for. Maybe a Led Zeppelin song like Stairway to Heaven
no,
or something?
No, it's a U2 song. It has to be a U2 song.
All right,
song.
So which one? Which one
it's
are you going to
be Sunday, Bloody Sunday, or.
I'm going with that still haven't found what I'm looking for.
All right, what is it?
My first thought was Journey, Don't Stop Believing, because it's like culturally still relevant. I feel like they use it in movies and stuff.
Right.
Wasn't that.
Okay.
And it's Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh.
That makes sense, actually. Oh. Oh.
Laura in Trumbull.
Hey, guys. Fun fact. When an octopus wants to mate, it rips its penis off and throws it at the female.
It only works once, though.
That's the classic way to tell you to go F yourself.
Is that real?
I read it.
It has a penis?
I don't know if it's real,
all right, I like that answer. Okay. I read it. You know, the octopus will also eat off its arms if it gets hungry.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to eat, you know, like six more. Like
that is
more.
Like, so if you're, you know, whoever's the shopper in the family, you got to make sure the refrigerator's full.
Exactly.
Or it's like, you walk off, you come home, hey, where's your arms? Well, who didn't do the shopping this week?
I had the calamari again.
The guy octopus is like, here, take this. You don't need me. Right. I'll be over here.
All right, what do we have here, Phil?
Yeah, so I looked this up, and it's because the female octopus is usually larger and more aggressive than the male. So in order to successfully mate without dying, they will rip off their mating arm and leave it and take off.
Their mating arm?
Wow. If only guys did that. They'd save so much money and aggravation.
Yes,
here, just take it.
Well, growing up, we all have mating arms.
I'll be over here enjoying my life.
I had a mating arm when I was 13.
Laura, excellent. Thank you.
Great.
Alan Lamberti.
Alan!
WPLR program director. Good morning.
I got to follow the octopus.
Yes, you do.
A better fun fact than that one.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Mine is terrible compared to that.
It's not about winning.
Yeah.
It's not about winning. All fun facts are fun.
Right.
Well, fun fact, there are two U.S. states that have a southern border with Canada, Alaska and Michigan.
You're right.
It wasn't that good, yeah.
You should have gotten before the octopus.
If you go to Detroit and you go due south, you're in Michigan. Canada.
Right. Yes, but do you throw your penis off?
You go to the Canadian border and you rip your penis off and throw it in.
Inbound missile.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Fish nipples.
Fun fact. Ronnie Van Zandt's favorite band was Bad Company, and he named his boat after them.
I wouldn't have picked them.
Yeah, really?
Interesting. Sean in Manchester.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Hello. Yes, we'll say that. Fun fact.
Fun fact. Did you know that turtles can breathe through their butts?
Wait, what?
Whoa.
They can breathe through their butts.
Who can?
Turtles.
Oh.
Right.
I thought you said terrorists.
No, turtles.
I'm like, that, no, how do you turtles, fight against
yeah, I
that?
It from, no, trivia crack.
No, terrorists actually talk through their butts.
Turtles can breathe through their ass.
Right.
Oh, that is the worst. That's going to hell, isn't it?
Some politicians,
you're
too.
In hell. Now you have to breathe through your ass.
Exactly. Ah. Right. And you're also in a shell.
And I thought my mask breath was bad.
Oh, yeah. Imagine turtle butt breath.
Apparently, when they hibernate, that's how they get oxygen.
Weird, huh?
Jeez. Right.
I'll never look at a turtle butt the same way.
Wow. Inhale and exhale at the same time.
Coming out of hibernation.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
Yep, peace. I'm out of here.
I just like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
I just threw a grenade in the room.
I got things I got to do.
Okay, bye.
Dave in Rockville.
Fun fact. The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, uses all of the letters in the alphabet. It's called a pangram.
That's too deep for me.
That's excellent.
Thank you. I had no idea.
Andre and Derby.
Fun fact. In Germany, all Kiss albums and merchandise have the letters changed to black S's because of their resemblance to Nazi SS's.
Oh.
That makes good sense.
I can see that. Brendan Patchogue, Long Island.
Fun fact. Al Capone is the reason why we have expiration dates on milk.
Oh.
Why?
What happened?
Hey, cheese.
Well, when during the Prohibition and whatnot, or when he was distributing milk, he had one go to his family member, and they had gotten sick because he was expired.
Whoops.
And he fought the FDA to have expiration dates put on them, and they were put on.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Thank you, Al Capone.
Would not have known that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bob in Middletown.
Fun fact, Ned Lamont is a tool.
We got this one last time.
I don't want to lose the bit to that stuff.
Right, come on.
Dom, Long Island.
Fun fact, producer Phil has never seen Seinfeld.
Oh, really? I haven't either.
I have not seen the run of the show, no.
You have not either?
Oh, my God.
Wait, the run of the show or an episode?
I've probably seen, like, bits of episodes. I don't think I've ever seen an entire episode start to finish.
Huh. Wow. Ashley saying me neither means nothing.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Didn't even
nothing.
Flinch.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Of course you haven't.
Right.
There's no Disney logo anywhere around that show.
Yep.
Thank you, Dom. Chaz and AJ.
I got a fun fact for you.
Fun fact.
Yes, a fun fact.
Fun fact. The largest marijuana bud in tomato was grown at a Connecticut sewer plant.
Well.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Do you still have it?
How do you know that?
You need one for your vacation.
How do you know that?
Really?
I've seen it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. At sewer plants, anything with seeds grow. Watermelons the size of basketball, two basketballs.
Yeah, but you don't eat it, though.
But can you?
Marijuana. I don't know. Ew.
No, I know, ew, but can you?
I don't know if you want to.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not volunteering.
Right. Mm. I'm just wondering.
Fertilizer and seeds are in huge piles in the back of sewer plants, and oh my God, it's like the biggest garden you'll ever want to see.
Right.
I do want to see pictures.
Yeah, and it tastes like crap too.
Come
on, we were all thinking it. Someone had to say it,
wow.
Damn it.
Right. Giant tomato plants.
Skunkweed.
Giant weed.
Yep.
Wow.
Pot plants like 10 feet tall, tomatoes the size of almost basketballs are enormous.
Jeez. Right. Wow. Now, why wouldn't we?
And it's fenced off.
Right.
Why wouldn't farmers of America just use that and not tell anyone?
How do we not know?
Scoop up the grit at a sewer plant.
There you go, see?
Mm.
Oh. And there goes Sally.
I'll send you some pictures.
Please do.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
World's biggest butt, huh? Nice.
Beef Man, you're going to be the last fun fact today. Don't screw it up,
okay.
Please. All right.
I will not. The reason we have a Sunday
no,
is because
you got to say fun fact.
Fun fact. The reason we have Sundays is because ice cream sodas were illegal to sell on Sundays.
Oh.
God.
Wait, what? Wait, what? The reason why
Sundays, like the ice cream Sunday?
No, the ice cream
Sunday.
Did you
have to say that? No?
You were not clear enough. God damn it, Beef Man.
One more.
I knew it as soon as I saw Beef Man.
Don't get excited.
No, too late. Fun fact, Beef Man's an idiot.
Oh.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So there are a lot of important arguments in the world, but I have five things that I argue about all the time that are not important, but it's constant arguments. And I'm going to give them to you today.
Are these with other people or yourself?
Guess categories?
wait, is this with himself or other people?
Others. With
okay,
others.
Just okay, checking.
That's
okay.
A good question.
Just checking. You know, that's a mirror, Keith.
Something about movies.
Definitely. Has to be in there.
Yeah. I'm
like
guessing
best
movies.
Comedy or right. Best Bill Murray movie.
There's got to be some kind of snack in there.
Yep. Snack.
No,
fight.
These are weirder than you think.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's music ones.
Okay.
But it's weirder than you think. So I'm going to give you the statement that people say that is wrong. Okay?
Okay,
so that's how I'm going to do it. So number five, here is a statement people say that is wrong. It doesn't matter that the artists don't write their own songs. Wrong.
Wrong.
I hate. So, but you love Elvis. Elvis didn't write any of his own songs.
Of course not.
I think you are not legitimate if you don't write your own songs. Elvis, Justin Bieber, Madonna. I don't care how popular you are. If you don't write your own songs, you're out. And I'm mad about it.
See, even Elton John.
Yeah, Elton John doesn't write it. Good. I hate Elton John.
Oh, boy.
Great. So, yeah, so Jethro Tull wrote their own songs. So cool. I guess that gives him a point. But
right.
Anybody that I really love has written their own songs. incredibly important to me.
Like top five artists that you love.
So Weird Al.
U2 writes their own songs.
Weird Al.
R.E.M. writes their own songs. Weird Al writes his own songs. I do like Weird Al. He writes his own lyrics.
There you go, see?
You know, and then newer artists like The Strokes and The Killers write their own songs. Like, I want to feel your pain. I don't want to hear some other guy's pain that you're singing about. Mm. Nirvana or Pearl Jam write their own songs.
So
you know?
Full pain.
Even the terrible Eagles write their own songs.
The terrible Eagles, right.
Right, so that's number five.
Okay.
Well, number four, the decade doesn't start until it turns one. So a lot of people have this argument, science nerds, that the decades aren't at the year 2000 or in 2020. The decade doesn't start till 2021.
You're ending one.
2001, yeah. That's when the decade really starts, and right. I don't believe that. And it's a big thing on the internet. This isn't really the decade, especially now because everyone's like, this decade's going to suck. Well, no, this is the old decade. It's not. This is the new decade.
Absolutely agree with that.
Where do you click on annoying.com?
Yeah, it's everywhere, though. No. Yeah. Ask around. Okay. Like, people will tell you, no, this isn't the decade. We're still in the last decade.
We're not,
wrong.
Though.
Where were they? 1999, when that meter flips,
yeah.
When you go from a 1 to a 2, yeah. I'm sorry, it's a new decade.
Right.
If it's going to be a new millennium, it has to also be a new decade.
I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. This is an argument that I legitimately have, that people say the new decade doesn't start to 1, and there's some math reason behind it that I don't actually know.
Right.
You know what's fun about this list is anytime we screw up on the show, we can text him one of these arguments.
Yes.
And it'll just distract him.
Exactly.
And he won't hear like, or
look,
find
shiny
out
objects.
That we
look,
screwed
look,
up.
Shiny objects. Right. Shiny objects. Look over here.
Yeah.
Number three, that the Brita water filter works. It does not. I refuse to believe this.
Well,
Brita
you know?
Is a hoax.
It is.
How do you know? How do you know?
Well, I'm not a scientist, but if your water is tested...
Thank you for clarifying that.
If your water is tested in your well or you have city water, you're fine. If the water is poisoned, the Brita's not going to fix it. Brita is a placebo to make idiots feel better.
At a price.
Okay, wait. So if we took a filter... Uh-huh. We get it. All right, so here's another thing when we get back.
Science experiment.
Right. So the water doctor can test water.
Right, and that's legit.
Right, so
this
we'll
Brita
have
filter
them
is
test it. Water without the filter, test water with the filter, and see what happens.
Or we could take tap water from our kitchen and put it in a Brita filter or drink it regular, chill them both, put them both in the fridge, and you'll drink it and you'll say, these taste the same. Brita is fake. It's like chapstick, also fake.
Right. So everything tastes better.
Chapstick makes your lips more chapped. It's like...
I've heard that. I can't believe it.
Sure, that's a different argument,
nice and
though.
Moist.
All right. So when we come back...
You know what's weird?
We're going to have... water test.
It's like the voice in his head got louder.
So now the taste might be the same, but harmful chemicals could have been pulled out.
Right, because the Brita has the little like black things that come out. It's fake.
It's pepper.
They're fooling you.
It's fake if you use it for 6 months.
You're supposed to change
the filter.
They've got you. Big Brita has got you fooled. You're fooled. You're
big
all sheep
Brita.
So of the
saying,
Brita piece.
So
Brita.
You're saying nothing is removed by the filter.
Right, it's fake.
Nothing. Not a thing. So we're good.
All right.
Yep.
All right, number two.
Would you bet a tattoo on that?
Never in a million years.
Okay, there we go.
I don't have any tattoos. So AJ's got tattoos, so it's fine, but yeah. I don't have it. Number two, that the word few doesn't mean three. Few is three. If I want a few Cheez-Its, I want three. It's like couple.
Why wouldn't you just say three?
I don't know.
Couple is two.
Couple is two.
Right.
Few is three.
Several is more than
five
two.
Or six.
Several's five or six,
yes.
But few is three.
Yes.
And a couple's two.
I want a few cookies.
So several's not seven?
Yes.
It's not four.
Upwards of like...
Yeah, I think several's five and up.
Yeah.
I had to turn your mic down because he talks so loud.
That I pick up over there.
He picks up on every mic in the
room.
He's
on the other station right now.
but yeah, so few, back to what I was saying. Few is three.
Phil, can you fact check this?
I absolutely agree with you. I was just talking about this the other day.
Seems like you had a cool night, huh? Just talking about what few means.
No, on the air.
I'd love to be in my 20s again.
Phil.
Right, she's having a cool night, but you're here arguing about it. So who's worse?
Really?
Well, many people would agree that a few means three or more. The actual dictionary definition of a few is not many, but more than one. So but, a few cannot be one, but it can be as low as two.
It's not. That's a couple.
That's a couple.
That's a couple.
Two is couple.
A couple
few
is two.
Few is three.
A couple is always two. A few can also sometimes be two.
It's three.
No. I like how there are words that have multiple meanings,
doesn't
guys.
Let facts get in the way of how he feels.
No.
This is like a Dr. Seuss
and
argument.
And the number one most nonsense argument I have is about music. And it's something that I have all the time here, that the word the matters in band names. I say, no way. So when we put songs in our system or it's on the RDS display in the car or graphs and charts we make, I firmly believe that the is a waste of time.
Oh, this screws me up all of the time.
Like fans who love Dave Matthews like fight about this.
I hate Dave Matthews.
Does this apply to the A to Z Weekend when the two should be the and the T's, not Z?
Right. We skip the thes when we do A to Z Weekends. Now, there's a certain program director in this building that you had on the phone earlier today that loves the. And I hate the. There should not be the. So it's the Smashing Pumpkins. It isn't. It's Smashing Pumpkins. It's the Beatles. It isn't. It's Beatles. That's how I refer to everything. Yeah, I eliminate the.
Isn't there a band called the?
There is, yeah, so they're just black. Right, they're just nothing. I hate the. So if you look at the RDS display in your car for PLR, it probably says the. The Fox ones don't say the. Because we're having an internal strife in this building.
This screws me up all the time. If we're looking for music and it's like the Cars, like when
Cars.
He died, I'm trying to find the Cars songs.
It's Cars.
You have to search by title because if you go by the band, like this weird crap happens, you can't find the band
all
of a sudden.
Right, he's right.
He's got to think like
or this is what they do. So this is how Alan has tried to fix it now, at least on this station, on PLR, is he'll put Cars, comma, the.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Why even add that? If you're not going to put it, just don't put it.
This guy is into the. I hate the. There's no the. These bands shouldn't have the.
This is why Alan drinks on the weekends.
Total madness.
This is what we do here all day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
This is why I leave early. Right. I run.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.